Fern Cotton has arrived in the building, ready for the Face Your Fears challenge. Day 3. Will it be Dominic Byrne?
Hello.
Will it be Chris Moyles?
Hello.
Will it be both? Will it be Dave?
Excuse me.
So only time will tell. Okay. Well, Fern will tell, because she knows. Well, I've gone on northern, Ian.
You know how Dave discovered yesterday that the first four letters of Fern's name were fear?
Mm. Yeah, that's clever, wasn't it?
I told this to Fern yesterday, as if she would never know that. She goes, I know, that's my name.
She knows how to spell it.
Yeah, apologies for being an idiot yesterday.
Fear. Oh, no, Fern's in the live lounge. We've left Adam talking to her. I'll go and save her, Allard. And basically, it's a multi-camera shoot, and I can call up any camera I want. Yeah. Don't you think that Adam looks like he's just escaped from a home because he's got a white T-shirt and, like, blue leggings? He looks like he's wearing his pyjamas. He's just run away from somewhere.
He looks like he's been in some kind of rehabilitation place.
If he put a plaster on his arm, right, and then and with a tube hanging off it and ran into the shop next door and went, give me milk, give me milk, and call the police.
I know what you mean.
How's Fern looking today? Let's check her out. Let's have a look. How is she?
Looking lovely.
Yeah, she's looking lovely. Hi, Fern. Do you know what? Fern normally bounces in. She's not bounced in today. We got one guess and one guess only. Hangover.
Or she's as scared as we are.
Fern, were you out last night? Yeah, she was. Yeah.
Was she?
But do you know how I know she was? Uh-huh. She just looked at me and went, no. Shaking her head.
That's a yes.
Allard, sniff her breath. She smell of stale wine. Ah, oh, Fern! I'm loving midlife crisis, Fern. I really am. It's brilliant.
She's like fun Fern.
Is this what I've got to look forward to in like 5.5 years?
Yeah, it must be.
When I get to that age, as we call it.
She's nearly 30.
God. She looks good for it, though. Do you know what I mean?
She looks really good on it,
I think. She doesn't look like...
Oh, we look that good when we're approaching
30. Because she doesn't look old. You know, like, even close up.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
Anyway, today's Face Your Fears. Fern Cotton will come in.
Face Your Fears.
And tell us who it is. We're pretty certain we know who it is. Right, I'm going home now. Bye. Can we just go straight away? Not doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, but yes, we can. So let's do that right now, please.
Okay, I'm not doing it.
Come on, let's do it.
No, I don't want to do it.
All right. Let's go home.
What would they do if we just left? If we just went
just home? Weft?
Yeah. Which is
weft
French for
the
left.
The building.
If we weft.
If we weft. What are they going to do?
Do you know what? Fine. I'm going to go and leave you here, smarty baldy pants.
We've got a new producer, so let's all welcome Freya. She will do her job each day and the BBC will pay her. The phone team now is Chris, Dave, Don, Tina, Alid and Freya. Plus other backroom people and some bloke called Matt Fincham.
You what, Tina?
Bob on, boobophobic.
All right.
The Chris Moyles Show. BBC Radio.
Ah. Oh, no. Is it come back again?
Oh, you're right. Fern, he's been having these problems all morning.
Oh,
really bad stomach cramps. I think I'm going to pass out.
I don't think you are. I think you'll be fine.
Dave, you just passed that to
Alex,
Fern.
Can you get
quick.
Fiona in to resuscitate
sure.
him?
I'm all right.
Fern,
just got this letter.
This is from Dominic.
Well, it's not from me.
Hang on, before you open that, can we switch on the webcams now, please? There you go. Hi, viewers.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, hello.
Go to a computer now. Go to bbc.co.uk. www.fish.
That one.
There we go.
Or bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Did you hear that I bumped into these two Herberts yesterday when I was on
Hey,
air?
Less of Herberts.
No.
Right, I came out of my studio to go for a wee and these two are sort of lurking around. I was like, what?
Lurking around.
And Dom was jaundiced, basically. And I was like, you're right. And he was like, now, be honest, is my challenge 10 times worse than Dave's today? Now, we all know the answer to that.
Yeah, which is a resounding yes as Fern giggled walking into the toilet.
Now, I want everyone to... I want everyone to go to the webcams and switch it on. Alad, what am I playing? 1.1 or 1.2?
1.1.
Oh, this week,
the...
Chris Moyle Show team are taking part in radio's toughest game ever. Testing their nerve, their strength, and more importantly, their ability not to swear on the radio. Who will it be today? And what will they be doing? It's time to find out. This is Face Your Fears. Please welcome your host, Fern Cotton.
Hello.
Yay!
Can I just say?
Bit of scroll on here.
No, you've got a very important letter there. Read that letter.
Who's
to
it from?
To whom it may concern. All right.
Is it from Dominic's mum again?
No, it's not.
It's worse. In my professional wisdom, this is very bad handwriting, by the way.
Well, yeah, right.
I have concluded that both Chris and Dominic should not take part in the Face Your Fear Challenge.
Oh, no.
Despite the fact they are both physically and mentally brilliant, they actually have an allergy to, what does that say?
Nasty surprises.
No, of course it does. Nasty right. surprises.
I just read it.
That's right.
Yours from Dr. V. Sirius, yeah. RSPCA.
Right. Yeah. Is that from Verity?
Yeah, Verity Sirius.
Sirius.
Well, I'm going to ignore that and continue. So,
I'll go against medical advice.
Have I said?
Yeah, on your yes. head be it, Cotton.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, she is going against medical advice at the moment. The woman can't stop drinking. Can I just say how beautiful you look today?
Yeah.
And also,
this will not work.
You do look beautiful.
You don't have any makeup on, do you? You're just very naturally pretty.
I put makeup on, actually. Yeah.
You don't need to, though.
Dave, you don't have to do that. You've done
your hair's great.
Oh, fine.
Yeah.
I like your hair.
Fern's naturally lit, I think, is the expression, isn't
right,
it?
I think we should just stop.
Are you getting more amazing as the days
now
go
look,
by?
Now, look, everybody, I urge you to log on to bbc.co.uk/radio1. I urge you to watch this today.
Okay, it's the faces. The face is going to be a picture, isn't it?
Are you ready to find out which team member is taking part today?
We think we know, but
not so much.
The team member facing their fear today is Chris.
Sorry.
Face. Look at that face.
That's genuine. And a genuine surprise.
Chris.
Just me.
Chris?
It does me!
Sorry.
Chris. I thought you were doing the Divina. Chris and...
Chris.
Just me.
Chris, what are your fears?
Doing a challenge without a dub.
Right. What do you think we have planned?
Well...
Sorry.
I don't know because... I don't know.
Dogs on a plane.
Well, the thing is, there's obviously not a plane outside.
No, you can't. No.
I don't think it's anything to do with flying, because it's physically, I don't know how it would be possible. And I'm not a fan of dogs or animals. I don't really like people very much.
Right.
I don't like tomatoes, mushrooms, or cheese, or the French.
Are you ready to find out what your challenge is today?
Cool. Yes.
This is Face Your Fears.
Don't you tell them what the prize is first?
No.
Not today.
Oh. Change the format. Look at this.
We're going straight to the business.
Really? Yeah. Come on, then let's go.
Not in that way.
Right.
With me.
Yeah, you wish.
That's Fern's fear.
you wish.
Now, today, Christopher, you will be tackling your fear. Of dogs. Big, angry dogs.
It is dogs.
Would you like to have a look at the screen? At floor three.
What's that? What is that?
That's a bear. Oh.
That is...
Oh, my God.
Large dog.
Ooh.
Right there. Isn't he cute?
No.
Isn't he cute?
What? No, why is he making that noise?
Now,
What's that noise? Is that a happy noise?
And normally, why do they... They don't normally put cute dogs in cages, do they?
Yeah, why is it in the cage?
Oh, no.
It's not... Oh, no, go on.
Now, in order to complete your challenge
today... Is it just a normal dog?
It's just a normal dog.
It's not like
it's
an attack
dog. It's not a normal
dog.
Wait, no, listen.
Oh, no.
Listen.
It's not like... Oh, please don't let it be like a dog that ate Westwood.
To complete this challenge, you will need to face your fear and wear a prosthetic covering on your arm.
Not a chance!
And hold this hand.
Not a chance!
Whilst the trained ex-police dog runs at you and bites it. Now, your arm is completely protective and it will not hurt. Now, you
Hang on. Is this similar to what Westwood did?
Yeah.
When we read out a text from a guy who used to train these dogs and do this a lot, and he goes, let me tell you, it does hurt and the teeth can get through. That one.
Yes. But not with this prosthetic covering. You'll be fine. But there are some points that you need to bear in mind.
Oh, holy.
Now, if you stay still, the dog is fully trained to go for the covering on your arm. So he knows if you're still, that's where he'll go to. If for any reason you panic, you move, you flinch, you shudder.
I wet myself.
In between the time that the trainer lets the dog
off
the leash.
Shut up, Dave, you idiot. You crawl through a bloody box, you girl.
So if for any reason you panic.
It'll go straight for you, Jedwards.
And he's got good eyesight.
When the trainer lets the dog off the leash and he goes for your arm, the dog may treat you as suspicious and he's trained to bring you down.
No! What do you mean, bring me down? So am I stood up?
Do not move, yeah.
Stand there.
Put your arm
I stand
out,
there like yeah. that.
And you don't move.
And the dog leaps up. Oh, no way! You can't be out your
now,
friggin' minds!
Do not move because the dog is trained to pull you down.
How can I not move?
In preparation to arrest by its owner.
Can I stand like... Am I allowed to stand like that?
Yeah, just don't move. That's what we're trying to really stress here. Do not move.
Do not move.
Okay? And you will give the command to release the dog. Okay.
If you don't give the command, you're fine.
Do you know what? I'm going to smack you in the face.
What's the command that Chris has to give?
Come and get me. Well, now, look, once you're upstairs, if you want to put out the challenge, of course, you can use the keywords, I want to quit, and you haven't got to go through with it. However, there are a brief few moments after the trainer has let the dog off the leash when you need to see it through and stay still, or you could be brought down to the floor in whichever way the dog feels necessary. Would you like some encouragement?
Dog looks hungry.
Some encouragement?
Yes.
No.
Do you know what you're playing for?
I don't give a monkeys.
See what the prize is, because you might think, you know what, this is worth doing this. Okay?
I wouldn't care if it was a romantic getaway for two with me and Richard Branson and his private Necker Island with me and him having a great time.
Mm. Right.
For a year.
Let's see what it is.
Don't care if it's a million pork pies.
Give yourself time to think about this.
Even swimming with you. I don't care. I'm not getting mauled by a dog. You're all nuts.
Look, if you stand still, it will all be fine.
Look me in the eye. Do you like dogs? Are you scared of dogs? Are you scared of dogs?
I like dogs.
Are you scared of them?
Marginally, but I do like them.
Would you stand there with a prosthetic covering over your arm, whatever it is, and let this attack dog come up and chew your arm off?
I would rather do this than Dom's challenge, so yes.
Oh, terrific. Thanks for whacking that one in there.
Yep. So just put the thing
on your
arm.
Why have you done this?
And stand still.
Allard, what's wrong with you?
Because this is your fear that you're quite open about.
I gave you some vouchers the other day for a Marnie exchange.
Did you?
Listen, we've all had to tackle our fears this week. It's
Dave,
important that we...
You crawled through a box.
With plastic spiders in it.
Dave's scared of easy challenges. That was his.
Have a listen to your your prize.
Listen to your prize.
Where
you
is
might,
it?
It might change your mind.
That's it.
Hi, Chris. It's Christopher Biggins here. He's just... Oh.
Hey, Chris. How you doing? It's JJ Abrams here. I know you're a big fan of the stuff that we do at Bat Robot, and I wanted to help you face your fears today. So here's the deal. If you let this cute little puppy bite your arm, and I mean, it's tiny and really fluffy, if you let it bite your arm, which, by the way, it will be padded and protected, your arm, not the puppy, then I will organize, just for you, Chris, an exclusive pre-release screening of my new film, Super 8. Now, I know you've been looking forward to seeing Super 8, and to be honest, this is only a cute little puppy, so go on, face your fears, and let him have it chew at your arm. Chris, lots of love to you and the team, and I really do hope to see you soon. Until then, goodbye from me, JJ Abrams. Bye.
So that's pretty awesome.
No!
But also,
it's coming out in a few weeks. I'll wait.
But wait there.
I'm not being funny. Right. Or what? You see a few. There'll be previews on anyway.
I tell you what you could do.
It's not like you said I'm going to fly you out to where we filmed it Lost
and
spend a week in a private villa.
He will do you a private screening of Super 8, and it'll just be the two of you hanging out and chatting, watching the film.
He'll be there. Okay, I've got his email address.
He'll be there.
So?
Oh, come on, you were just there.
I won't even be able to shake his hand, because I'll only have one arm!
Look, if this is an excellent opportunity, and if there was no dog involved, you would be going mad for this. You would quite literally give your left arm to. but let's rewind. And think
you're not even funny,
right?
You're not even funny.
The dog's gonna.
None of you, you shut up,
right?
You can't even grow hair.
The dog's gonna come
put
up.
Put down, you baldy specky fool. I'm not interested in you.
Now, look, are you gonna do this?
Look. Hello, Mr. Abrams. Nice to meet you.
We've got a psychologist on hand, Victoria Galbraith, who can help you face your fears.
This is how much Adam doesn't care. He didn't even remember her name.
It's a new doctor.
New psychologist today, just for you. Christopher, are you going to face your fear?
No!
Dogs.
No!
You're definitely not going to try
it. No, I'm not doing it.
Will you not come to floor 3 and have a look at the dog?
No!
You're not going to even go up there.
What did I say to you, John? I'm not going to do it. If it's scary.
Why don't you go and have a look at
you
the caged animal?
You have to go and have a look at the dog. Mm. Come on.
Why don't you take the news to think about it?
Yeah.
No.
Have a look at the animal.
I went to see the tunnel before I decided whether I could do it or not. Mm.
Yeah. And then decided, yes.
People are just texting us, Super 8's not that good anyway, Chris. Don't worry about it.
Right.
Nice.
Save your arm. Chris, I don't blame you. You would not get me doing anything with dogs. Fact, says the text.
Do you know what? This wouldn't pass BBC Health and Safety if it wasn't safe.
True.
Hello. Speak to Fern Cotton when she was on her arse on Kilimanjaro.
Yeah.
She was puking out of her eyes.
I was. See, I faced my fear.
Did that feel health and safety approved that day? 2 days?
Not particularly.
Right.
Look, I think do the news. Have
who
a think
cares?
About it.
Who cares what you think?
I'll take you to the third floor and we'll have a look at the dog.
Yeah.
And we'll just see.
I'll be wanting to say that to me for years.
Fern will take you to the third floor and you can look at the dog.
Your face.
I'll show you my puppy.
On the third floor.
And then it'll bite your arm.
I will stay here. You can go and have a look at the dog and see how you feel about it.
Fern, go with him.
I'll go with, come on, I'll hold your hand.
See, the dog looks very calm now, but I do think that's like.
Mm. He looks lovely.
Can we hear the dog?
Fading up.
No, there's nothing there.
Might be the last time you get to.
Oh, he's cute. Look
he's
at
lovely,
him.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
Shut up!
That's really him.
Is that real?
Yeah.
No.
Don't be silly.
Alex, is that real? On my life, is that real?
I swear I'm not playing anything. That's real.
It's real.
Is that Matt Finch?
Is that real?
Yeah.
I love dogs. I don't want to do that.
Hang on. Matt, are you in there with the dog?
Goodness.
What?
I'm here. It's real.
Matt.
It's genuinely making that noise.
Is that dog scary?
Do you know what? It's cute. When it wants to be, it's fiercely aggressive.
Why is the dog making that noise?
With the trainer is deliberately riling him, so it's
you're funny.
His name's Paul. He's an ex-police officer.
What's the dog called?
Zico, as in the footballer.
Oh yeah.
Mm.
You didn't know that, Matt? Did you? Had to ask
I totally
him.
Knew that. Yeah.
So what's that noise? Why is it making Paul? Why is it making that noise?
He's just waiting for a bit of fun, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
He wants to come and meet you.
Come and meet you.
Weirdly, that's how Dave sounds when he's snoring.
Yeah, he does. Very similar.
He's a lovely little puppy. Come and have a stroke.
He's not a puppy, though, is he?
Well, he's 5 years old.
Right. Which in dog years is like 80.
Something like that.
Yeah. And he's not an attack dog anymore.
Semi-retired.
Right.
So,
so half.
So, he might forget that his training just goes straight for my legs.
No, not at all.
What's his name?
As soon as he sees that sleeve, that's all he wants. That's his toy.
Can I get. Now, do you look after this dog?
Yeah, he lives with me at home. My little 2-year-old girl plays with him every day.
Okay, I'm not a big animal lover, so please don't take offence at my following question. But just in case he decides at the last second to go for my Davina McCall's on my leg, right, am I allowed to punch it in the face?
He might not like that.
Right, well, yeah, well, trust me. One punch from me, boom. And Woof Woof's going down.
He's actually saying to me now, bring it on if you're arguing. He'll be on a lead.
But like, are you, if he lives with you?
Yep.
So, like, could you go, or something, and the dog stops. So just in case it goes,
yep.
and it goes to my face,
yep.
you can go heel or something, and it'll stop.
Yeah, he'll be on a lead. He'll be fully under control.
He'll be on a lead, yeah, but you're going to let go of the lead.
No, I'm going to keep hold of that. As soon as he sees that sleeve, that's all he wants. He won't bite you anywhere else.
As long as you don't run.
Are you sure?
Just don't move.
Positive, 100%
because
positive.
Because I've got to be honest with you now, I'll level with you. All the jokes about being, you know, having a small one downstairs is a lie. That, honestly, that looks like an arm. So I don't want him getting confused.
No, as soon as he sees that sleeve, I wouldn't be saying it to you if it wouldn't happen.
All right.
He's an ex-policeman as well.
How padded is this padding? How padded is it? Let's have a look.
There we go.
You've got...
oh, my God! The rug that I wipe my feet on when I walk into my house is thicker than that.
Looks like your Hoover attachment.
There's about five or six layers of thick leather and other padding, so there's no way he's going to go through it. It's tried and tested.
Fern, would you do it, yes or no?
I'd be...
To see a movie. To see a movie that we could probably get invited to anyway in a week.
I'd be scared, but I think I would give it a go. But I know that you've got a deep-rooted fear with
Dom,
dogs.
Would you do it?
I would do it because I don't have that much of a fear of dogs. And I think you'd be very proud of yourself afterwards.
I don't think you would do it. I think you're a liar. Who cares what you think? I'm
you just asked me whether I'd do it.
Will you come upstairs and have a look at...
Yeah, all right.
Yeah? Okay. During the news, we'll go upstairs.
We're going to keep the cameras rolling.
I don't want to hear that dog make that noise again.
So if you want to watch this, you can go to the Radio 1's website now.
Oh, yeah, you want to watch it, yeah? It's going to chew my face off.
You will want to watch.
Oh listen, it's going to make...
He's crying now.
He misses you.
Yeah.
Job. Animals are there to be eaten, and the sooner you realise that, the better.
He thinks that you don't like him.
Don't say that.
What?
Don't say that.
I'm being funny.
Yeah, you've just threatened to eat him.
Yeah.
No, not the dog.
Oh, okay.
I think the dog's asleep. Oh, I can't do the challenge.
Oh.
We'll wake him up.
Hey, dog, I'm going to take you down.
Don't antagonise.
Start
it.
Off being friends.
At least walk up there and have a look.
Yeah.
And just see what you feel like when you're confronted with him.
Tell you what I feel like.
What?
I feel like wetting myself.
Right, okay.
In all honesty, I don't know how I'm going to keep still when I see this dog hurtling towards
you
my leg.
That is the most important bit of the challenge.
Do you know, in all seriousness, not joking aside, the fact that he's on a lead, I think, makes a big difference.
Just don't look.
Yeah, but he's got to run at me. So the lead is going to be long.
I know.
So, you know, it's not like he's...
At least you know that Paul the train...
Shut up, you crawled through a tunnel!
Trying to help.
You went into a small box, Dave. You're about as brave as a fart. All right, okay. All right, I'll go and see the dog.
Yeah, go and see him.
I'll go and see the dog.
Yes.
Right? Fine, then you do the news.
If you're a member of the Chris Moyle Show team, face your fears as radio's toughest game. Facing their fears today, Chris Moyle's.
Maybe not.
Keep listening and watching at Radio 1's website. Exclusively on the Chris Moyle Show. This is Face Your Fears.
I'll go to Glee instead.
It's a close one, isn't it?
All right, okay. We're very late for the news. Maybe I should go home.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
How do I look?
Full flushed.
Confidence?
Yeah, you do look confident.
Yeah.
Flushed with confidence.
Oh, nice shirt.
Thanks. All right, let's just do the news. I'm going to see this stupid dog. 8 minutes.
All this week, the Chris Moyle Show team are taking part in radio's toughest game. This is Face Your Fears.
So here we are, back to Face Your Fears. It is day 3.
Don't touch me.
And it's Chris's turn to face his fears.
He's pacing the room, guys.
And it's all about dogs.
Don't you go, don't you walk out that door.
Chris, we've left you for about the last 6 or 7 minutes. How do you feel having spent that time with Zico?
Who's currently staring right in your eyes.
Do you know what's really weird is the fact that Zico the dog, who's huge,
eight stone,
looks very, very calm. And a bit like, I need a cuddle.
Zico!
But...
Zico!
But you know that Paul can make him suddenly just go,
and all of that. And Paul, who's looking after Zico, has said, his instructions are, don't move your arm, don't do this. He's very forceful. If you do this, because when he leaps at you, he's not really good at making me feel better about it.
Mm. So you've tried on your, it's like a carpet Terminator arm. Do you want to put it on again?
I'm not going to do it.
What do you mean you're not going to do
it? I'm not going to do it.
Yes, you are.
Okay, here's the thing, though. Dave, are you going to do it?
Dave?
Pardon, I can't, but what are they saying?
Dave, you can hear me.
He can hear you.
Dave.
Am I? It's not my challenge, though, is it?
But you said yesterday that you would do today's challenge.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
If I were you, I would take this rather than Dom. So I would jump in and do this one pretty sharpish. If I were you, Dave.
Do you mean that, Fern?
Dom has to walk into a room full of French people.
I like the French.
I mean it. I think you should come up here and do this, Dave.
I'll tell you what as well.
Okay.
I'll tell you what as well, by the way. Alan, is JJ Abrams listening?
Yes. No, he's not listening live, but he's aware of what we're doing and he's excited for you.
All right. Well, like, if he wants to add to the prize and put me in, like, his next movie, that'd be great.
I appreciate the fact that...
You've got to try, haven't you? You've got to try, you know. I will always be young and good-looking forever.
Well, there you go.
I appreciate there is a chance that I might be involved in this. And genuinely, and no messing, I think this is really scary.
Come on then, Dave.
No, you're telling me.
Oh, no. I'm with you, you know, much as we were pulling your leg.
Well, I'm scared of dogs. I don't like little yappy dogs that come up to your ankle and when they kind of jump up at you. I don't like those dogs, let alone dogs that are trained to tackle you to the ground and chew your arm off.
Here's what I'll do. I will certainly come upstairs.
By the way, you know when Paul said earlier that the dog plays with his daughter? He hasn't got any kids.
Yeah.
He's a liar.
I'm going to come upstairs with you to have a look at the dog, but I can't honestly say at this moment in time whether I can do it or not.
Well, hurry up, because I'm going to do it.
Yeah, Chris is going
to
do it.
I'm going to do the chat. I have to do it, don't I?
And you will look even more of a
worse, Dave. I am looking forward to seeing J.J. Abrams' movie. However, a week before it comes out of release and sitting and watching with it ain't good enough. I want a part in the next movie. That's the deal.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. Thanks.
Right, okay.
And I want a cake to eat after this.
Well, I'll go buy you a cake.
Yeah.
I will. Right, put the Terminator arm on.
Chips.
The carpet Robocop.
We're going to describe what we can see.
Okay, so this... So it's like a two-in-one, okay? So this is like... I suppose if you sprained your wrist, you might put it on.
Is that leather, then, what you're wearing?
It's leather, very hard.
Yes, leather.
Very
so
tough.
It's... Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Like, I can still feel it. If I grab my arm, even while it's on, I can still feel my arm.
It's like a cast, isn't it?
And then you put it through the big cast. Now, and again, it's kind of like leather.
Yeah.
And then over the end, it's just like what you wipe your feet on the floor.
Like a doormat.
Like a doormat. But it's all attached to it. Now...
You are seriously panicked about the moving situation, aren't you, though?
Because Paul went, don't move and keep it at this angle and do this and make sure that you put weight on your back foot because the dog will... It's 8 stone leaping at you and this and the other and you don't want him to jump on your leg. And I'm like, all right, stop talking.
Just don't move. That's all you need to think about. Don't even look at the dog. Just don't move.
Can you still hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
And so basically, the way this works is, apart from being a killer mad dog, this... is his toy, this that's on my arm.
Right, okay, so that's like his chew toy.
This is the equivalent of his squeaky toy.
Yeah.
Is that right?
He's staring at you again.
So, of course, as soon as he sees that, and obviously Paul was psychologically setting him up to go, hey, there's your toy, go get it. And he's just going to go for it. I'm merely incidental, unless he thinks that my face looks like his toy.
Yeah.
Then we're in trouble.
Yeah. Right, that'd be a bad thing.
I think you're padding, Chris.
Are we going to do it then?
I've not got enough padding, Alan.
Padding's the problem.
Okay, ready for the tension bed?
Oh, yeah, go on.
We're going to do this, yeah?
Where do I stand?
I'm getting out of the way.
Face your fears.
Out of the way.
About here? Okay. Now, I'm going to... Oh, Lord. I am papping it.
Mm.
Christopher. You can do it, Chris. Come on. Don't move. Do not move.
So Paul, he's gone for it already.
Release the dog from the cage.
Oh
my goodness. Oh my goodness.
No. Yeah, go on.
No. Oh my goodness.
Oh, there you go. Oh, you can feel his teeth. Shall I go? Oh no.
He's still holding on, isn't he?
Yeah. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go. There you go. My arm is out.
Christopher.
Well done.
That's the quickest thing ever.
Hang on.
You don't mess around, do you?
What?
Actually,
well
the dog We let him out of the cage. Next thing, he went straight for you.
That was very terrifying.
That looked scary.
When he got released, he was really excited about that arm, arm.
My headphones and my thing are all tangled up because
How is Chris?
Chris is fine, but he went very red when that happened, and I could tell you were panicked because you don't usually go that quiet.
Hang on, do you want to see my hands? Do you know what? Actually, that's calming down, but it was going a little bit.
It's quite a good job that your arm isn't still in
there. Just have a look at the dog now. Look what the dog's doing.
He's chewing away at the arm.
So where's Dave? Is he going to do this or what?
Yeah, I'm still three floors below you.
We're going to do this after the news with Dave.
Tell you what, you can still feel it. A bit of pressure. Yeah, there you go. You feel a bit of pressure.
That was good, though. Well done.
Well done.
I tell you what, that gets the heart racing a little bit.
That was scary in here. That was pretty terrifying.
Thank you, Fluffles.
So, Dave, ready for round two?
If I'm awfully honest, Fern, no.
Hang on. Forget Dave. Can we just can we milk my little bit, please?
Yeah, you were amazing.
So
were
now
brilliant.
That I've just let an attack dog go for me, Alan, I'm allowed to watch a film.
You can now watch a film with the director next to you, and you get to invite whoever you
want. That's a cool prize.
That is a cool prize.
You going to invite Zico?
No.
Okay.
Well done, Chris.
Thanks, well done.
Of you.
Thanks, Zico.
You did really well there.
Now, if I went over to Zico, he wouldn't, still think out... I don't want to say hello. I'd quite happily say hello from over here.
Just send him an email later or something.
tell him I'll text him later.
Yeah.
Is he on Messenger?
Alsatian@hotmail.
Yeah. Hi, Zico. Hi. Hi there. Hi. Hi. Hey, look what I can do. Wave with my right hand. Because you didn't chew it off. Thanks. Right, there
well
you go.
Done.
I think I've done my challenge.
Well, Dave, you should really have a go, to be honest, after the news.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Didn't like that, did he, Vix? Vic just took a photo. That wasn't a good idea. Okay. Okay.
Do you know when the dog barks?
All right, well done, Chris.
Fern, I'll see you in a minute or so.
Right, will you now? Yeah,
best of luck, Dave. Holy crap.
Oh. See ya.
Here we go.
Bye-bye.
I think it's all gone up a level, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Really. So,
he did very well, actually.
I'm scared.
Well, you're next.
Tell. I'm properly scared. So, see if I can do the dog challenge in a little while after we get news and sport with Dom and Tina. It's just gone 8:30.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC.
Rage.
Right. Let's go back up to the third floor and see if Dave's arrived. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Alan, is Dave there yet?
Yes, Dave is here. We're going to get down to the nitty-gritty with Vitty.
I don't think Dave's going to do it.
Dave, are you going to do this?
I'm going to try.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to try. But it looks scary. This is scarier than the box yesterday.
Well, just a little bit, yes. And when he's released from that cage, he gets pretty ferocious instantly.
I get to watch, which is very exciting. Am I on? Can you hear me?
You're not there.
There you go.
Chris,
I don't want to scare
anyone, but we haven't got long on this because there's more to come soon.
Here's what we'll do, because I think I've milked it enough. Now I get to watch the dog attack somebody else. Dave, let me talk you through.
Let's get out of the way, Christopher.
Hi, Dave. I'm Chris. Hi. I look after the dog with Paul, my lover. So basically, Paul will tell you what to do. You stick your arm out like that.
Yeah.
You brace yourself because there's 8 stone jumping at you.
Don't move.
Don't move. Mm. Don't panic. And don't let him smell your fear. He's also a massive Liverpool fan. Massive red, this dog.
Yay.
And hates the Blues.
I saw him go for you from downstairs on the camera.
How did it look? Because I didn't look.
It looked scary.
I didn't look, by the way.
No, I know. And I think I'm going to employ that tactic as well.
Okay, all right. Okay, so, well, I'm going to come over here with everybody
else.
Go
on, Dave,
you can do it. We're going to move the wires out of the way. Thanks. There's Paul there.
There you go. If you stick your arm...
What football team do you support, Paul?
I don't at all.
Oh, what a shame.
By the way, have you noticed that I've put on my long sleeve thing for extra padding?
Yeah, because a thin jersey top's going to really protect your arm from a ferocious dog, Dave.
There's a what?
There's a leather handle at the
right,
bottom.
Right, he's not going to get to that.
No. You've got a stop at the end, so he's not going to come around and bite your hand.
And does that inner padding need to be in a position?
No, that'll be fine, as long as it's covering your the sort of bottom half of your wrist, if you like. Okay.
And then Dave.
Yeah.
When you've had enough.
Yeah.
If you let go of that handle at the bottom.
Yeah.
He will literally chew that off your arm. If that
is
makes
that
sense.
The way to do it.
Yeah. All you do, as soon as you've had enough, let go of the handle.
Yeah.
Straighten your arm and just pull.
Just go
pull
that back. Way.
He'll take the sleeve. This
okay.
On me.
And but you've got him. At
I've
all
got
times.
Him all time. He's on the lead. Yeah.
Dave's pepping it.
How you feeling, Dave?
Well, I'm not the biggest fan of dogs, as is well documented. Mm. Or documented.
Let's just do it. Paul, should we do it?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Dave?
You happy?
No, but okay. But yeah.
What I want you to do, stand like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Brace yourself as he comes in.
Yeah.
Okay. Keep your arm roughly like that.
Yeah.
If you lift it any higher,
yeah.
He might use your leg to climb up
so
to get the sleeve.
Down.
Have it, yeah, like that'll be fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure. So he's not going to go for my leg.
No, it won't do your leg.
Chris, are you loving every second of this?
Oh, like you would not believe. Oh, this is beautiful. I'm absolutely loving it. Hang on, just letting the dog out.
Hang on. You have got him, though, haven't you?
Oh,
dogs leaving the cage.
Shh, quiet, everybody.
God. Count us down.
Oh, no. No.
He's got
he's off.
I'm done.
He's holding on.
Oh. There you go. There goes Fluffles. Dave, how do you
Dave,
feel?
Dave, you moved. You moved.
That's terrifying.
You did a move.
I tell you what, you do feel, you know when they say there's some slight pressure from the massive teeth and jaws?
Look at what the dog's doing now.
I watched that back so bad on the internet afterwards because you were, Dave, this is what you did. You were like this and then you went, your knees buckled. It was so funny.
Your face was a picture.
Really?
Oh my
Dave,
goodness.
You just went silent.
Yeah. As long as I didn't look scared in any way.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Not at all.
No.
Right, everyone.
Yes.
Paul, you'll need to come back down to the studio because there's more to come.
Alan, and
more to
we're going to come now. Paul, can you make him bark again in that scary way? Oh my Christ, that scares the living bejesus out of me.
Okay, I'm going back down to the studio. Bye.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks, Snuffles.
Thank you.
There's more to come, so we should go back down to the studio.
All right, we're going to play two songs, Al.
Yes, we are.
Two songs, then we're back. All right, thanks for listening, everybody.
Here we go.
By the way, all due to the unique way the BBC is funded. Thank you.